You are a masturbator. You love to masturbate. Is it embarrassing to hear a woman say that out loud? That you're a chronic masturbator? You masturbate all the time? Now, maybe you're saying, who cares? It's my life. It's my penis. Well, you're right. That exactly is my point. Now, let's take a look at your life and your penis. You don't have a girlfriend. In fact, you don't have many friends, period. All of your interests outside of masturbation have floundered. You have failed in virtually every area of your life except one. You can pump your penis. Congratulations. Oh, well, no matter how much of a disappointment your life is, you can come home from work, sit at your computer, and pump your penis until you squirt your sperm in the air. Congratulations, darling. You found the one thing you can't fail at. As for your penis, I will point out the very obvious that in all your sexual fantasies, you always have a big one, a huge, powerful sperm hose. You drop your pants and women say, "Oh my God, yes! Wouldn't it be great to have a big penis? Wouldn't it be great to be just hammering some female with your massive sperm drill?" But I think we all know why you fantasize about having a big cock. Because in real life, you don't have one. Your cock is not big. In fact, not even medium. Your dick is small, very small. You're a pin dick. You need to accept the fact that you have a small cock and no amount of fantasizing is going to change it. You're small. Simple. All of this is not a surprise. The more disappointing your life is, the more you seek the solace of masturbation, and the more you masturbate, and the more you're drawn away from the rest of the world, and thus you have trouble dealing with it. With every squirt, you fall deeper into the hole, and honey, deep and so deep, now I don't think even it's possible to get out. You ceased seeing the light at the top a long time ago. Now all there is darkness, failure, and your penis, and that's all you have. The only remaining enjoyment is when you make your next squirt. That's all you have. It's unnerving that I've painted such an accurate picture of your life. Like I could see your every time you got home from work, went straight to your computer, pulled out your pin dick, and stroked it to some large-breasted woman on the internet until you squirted your sperm in the air. Well, what if I told you as you sink deeper and deeper into the abyss that there was a way out? What if I told you I could teach you something that would make the darkness go away? Well, I can, and that thing is called discipline. If you truly choose to enter my realm, I will instill discipline into every inch of your being. I'm a very strict disciplinarian with males because I believe that is what they need. Ironclad. Upon entering my realm, your penis, that thing that leads you to your ruin, is no longer your penis. From this moment, it's mine. It exists only for me. Your pleasure is completely irrelevant. My pleasure is everything. Your only thought is to serve me. This is my property. My penis will immediately be locked in a chastity device, guaranteeing my complete control over it. My penis will ejaculate at my discretion, and only on rare occasions. The activity of releasing your sperm, which was once a frequent, selfish indulgence, will now be a very rare gift given to you only when you have demonstrated the utmost discipline and restraint. I decided when my sperm is released, not you, it will be done on my schedule. I will deliberately set the time you have to wait, between ejaculations to be long and difficult for you. I will make an ejaculation schedule that is as frustrating as possible for you. I will exploit your penis and testicles to my fullest advantage. I will trigger a battle in you, a battle between your animal instincts and your need for structure and discipline. Your sac was once accustomed to holding nothing more than days worth of sperm before it was emptied, bloated, swollen, distended with weeks upon weeks worth of sperm, which I have denied exit. That's the way it's going to be. And only when I decide that an adequate amount of sperm has accumulated will I allow my penis to expel it. And in time, my chastity program would mold you into a perfectly disciplined servant with a clear focus in life. Me! It's your choice. Continue wasting your life away in your endless masturbation cycle, or enter my realm and finally be given a purpose in life. Finally learn what discipline means. It's your choice, Pindick.